Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hour four of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Thanks to Tank Lawrence for joining us. He jumped on about 4:45 back there about 15 minutes ago. And if you want to cruise through the Odyssey app, you can go back to the start of that segment and check it out. We'll go around the NFL right here. It's brought to you by Metter Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. All right, you got first down, Chiafalo. Go ahead.
Okay, so Thursday Night Football, we got a big matchup here. Now, couple of things as it relates to this game. We have some Tyreek Hill trash talk we need to address, and there has been a Cincinnati rebuttal to that trash talk. I also want to just note that we are in for an outstanding color clash when it comes to the all-white Bengal unis that they're rocking with tonight. Dolphins are going to go with the all-aqua. So it's just gonna be beautiful. It's
going to
be
absolutely toothpaste. Beautiful.
Actually, I hadn't considered that, but that's exactly right. I think it's going to be a really, really good color clash, and I'm very excited about it. Now, on to the matchup. There was on Sunday, we had Tyreek Hill being informed by the media that the Bengals were the next opponent. Now, remember, the Bengals were the team that knocked out the Chiefs in the playoffs last year in order to advance to the Super Bowl. So Tyreek Hill has a little bit of beef, obviously, with the Bengals, and specifically one Bengal, that Bengal being Eli Apple, who seems like everybody in the world hates Eli Apple. Like, he is he's always getting called out. So here is Tyreek Hill after the game doing a little trash talking.
Are we playing on Amazon Prime? Oh, that's going to be lit right there. I ain't even know that for real. But, yeah, we're looking forward to who we play?
Bengals.
Looking forward to the challenge. It's going to be fun, you know. And I can't wait to go against Eli Apple, man. I owe you, boy. I owe you. I'm here. The cheetah is here. That's it.
In the town.
Yeah, it's a great matchup tonight. You know, I didn't need that, but now that I got it, I like it a little bit more.
Oh, it's fantastic. He refers to himself as the cheetah, and ESPN just showed Tyreek Hill walking into the tunnel to arrive at the stadium for tonight's game, and he is wearing an all cheetah outfit. Let's not go. Like a mascot outfit, but like his clothes are all like leopard print kind
of
deal.
And then Burrow is all floral.
Yeah, yeah. And it's the black and white thing, which is the same color scheme that his Bengals are wearing tonight. So everybody is breaking out their best clothes out of the closet for tonight's matchup. Now, that's just the start of it. So Tyreek Hill started the trash talk, and then safety of the Bengals, Jesse Bates, came to the defense of his corner, Eli Apple, saying, quote, "I don't know if Eli got him tickets to the Super Bowl last year or not. I think that's probably why he's a little upset. If somebody comes after Eli, he comes after all of us." So Jesse Bates coming to the defense there of Eli Apple. But then there's more. All of a sudden, one particular fan out of nowhere starts tweeting out videos of Dolphins practice from yesterday.
Terrible.
Oh, they're in Cincinnati.
How dare
Did
they?
I really?
Oh, you're telling too much.
Oh.
Took my story.
You're doing too much.
Here's Broadus with second down.
Here's Broadus.
Let's cover
that's
that
a great segue.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
Hey, great
that's
job of like setting me up on that. Appreciate
of course.
It. Yeah, the Dolphins did. They noticed some people kind of watching their walkthrough. Isn't it amazing? And people watching walkthroughs. And on Wednesday, they're in Cincinnati. So they made some sly adjustments here. You know what they did?
What?
Tell them.
On all the clips circulating on Twitter, they have 12 players on offense.
Oh, so they noticed it.
They
and started playing Subterfuge back.
That's right. They ran some 12 players on the field like they were the CFL team.
It's our new 12 personnel.
Exactly. They ran some fake plays, fake routes, or were they real plays? Only Mike McDaniel knows that. But, yeah, they noticed there in Cincinnati some folks watching the practice, and they said, it's like.
So do we have a Spygate controversy?
They might be a little bit, but there's some talk about that maybe happening, but they were thinking it was maybe just some fans. So we will see. But yeah, the Dolphins said, we'll show you a little bit. We'll put 12 players on the field. And
you know, this author of this book about like NFL cheating emailed me the other day talking about how teams for years have like dressed up workers in like military uniforms or like bummy fans, and like this isn't unheard of for teams to figure out ways to send personnel to the other team's practice or inside of the other team's practice.
Well, if the Bengals did that, they got a little sloppy and McDaniels caught him and he's like, no. Don't call him out. We're just going to mind bleep him here.
Yeah. We're putting 12 bodies out there.
The
Bengals, up, coach.
Bengals are going to put it up on the film screen, and they're going to start going, wait, hold up. Oh, gosh, dang it.
Oh, we are so screwed.
We just wasted our time
here. Using 12 men. What are we going to do?
Now, we might have a full wasted practice at the same time, right? Like, you're not getting any good out of it either. That might be just paranoia destroying you.
Just a walk through there. Yeah, so it'd be okay.
Okay, here's Wolchuk with third down.
We have new voting for the NFL MVP as...
Wait a minute, that's another story I was going to do.
What the hell, Brian? Sorry, how many stories do you want?
My man over there did six.
Do you want, Eric likes to do multiple stories.
I'm giving you the Thursday Night Football storylines. I didn't know that Braun has had some of the Thursday Night Football storylines.
Gavin and I over here, better when Eric had it.
Gavin and I over here having a club sandwich just kind of feet up on the desk.
Oh, you know you're eating the muffaletta.
I am having the muffaletta.
You do like the muffalettas.
I do.
NFL MVP voting. Changes could be coming to determine the league's most valuable player. What are they doing, you might ask? Well, for years, voters have submitted one name and one name only for the league's top on-field award. But now, the Associated Press is considering ranked choice voting for the MVP, a system where voters rank multiple candidates by preference. Sources say several voters have pushed for this voting for years, so they can go ahead and rank like 1 through 5, similar to how the NBA does theirs, and they'll go ahead and take the majority of first place votes, second place votes, etc.
I like this.
And that's
like
how
this.
They will go ahead and award MVP.
It's better science right there. 682 says, I'm probably going to annoy you guys. A heads up. I just started listening again about a week ago after 7 years of not listening.
Thank you.
Due to incarceration.
Oh. Hello.
He's
Welcome
home.
To the outside
Congratulations,
world.
Buddy. I hope you can stay for the rest of your life.
What is it, Lucius? Freedom!
He does have freedom. Yeah, 682. That's getting out in that clean air, isn't it? Mm. After spending these summers and incarcerated with no air conditioning, he's living the good life now. Congratulations to you. Fourth down around the NFL. I'm going to take you back to the Cowboys here because we have 5 minutes left in this segment, maybe just four. And I want to get this topic in here.
David, we could have all done multiple stories here.
Okay, John Machota. John Machota with a story in The Athletic. Why has Cooper Rush been successful in his first three starts? There's three main takeaways from this story. Machota tweets, one of the reasons in the fourth quarters of those games, the Cowboys quarterback has completed 23 of 34 passes for 249 yards, 2 touchdowns, a 108.6 passer rating. And he linked to this story about Cooper Rush today. But he is going super clutch mode here in these fourth quarters to put up that kind of a statistical line. He is great in these fourths. Is there any way he can start quicker? What do you attribute that to? Why is he waiting so long to be this amazing? Because if he could start like that, we would have a real quarterback controversy.
I'll tell you what, the couple of times that he had been in there, they've done a pretty good job with the first 15. Well, they did a good job with Dak in the first 15. Cincinnati was good on the first 15. You know, I'm really, to me, it's one of those things, maybe you get a little bit of an opportunity to sit down, settle into the game, you know, go through a series, kind of figure some things out. But, you know, the fact that he's doing so well in the second half, we've talked about adjustments and things. Sometimes it's like, you know, 12 minutes, how do you make real adjustments? Sideline adjustments, I think, are the most important thing, to be honest with you. And I think when Cooper Rush, all those times sitting down, and looking at, you know, looking over stuff with Dak Prescott, looking at the pads and stuff like that, you know, maybe those times have helped him along. Now, you're right. Maybe get started a little bit earlier. But, yeah, it was that Cincinnati game. I was impressed with how the first two drives of the game, you know, that he came out.
That's right.
They scored well on that. last week, you know, against the Giants, you know, not such a quick start, but I think a lot of it has to do with how he takes things in on the sidelines. You know, I think that's when once he kind of sees a little bit what you're doing, it's like, oh, okay, this is what I see. And maybe that's a little bit helping him to kind of pick things up. I know he needs to get going earlier, but maybe he has to see it once or twice, and then he picks it up. And that's why he's having some second-half success.
Well, aren't they trailing in some of these fourth quarters, too? Where it's like it's kind of breeded out of necessity,
Cincinnati
right?
Cincinnati game, he was up. He was up 17-3.
Got tied.
That's then right. Then it got tied. Yeah. But, yeah, and he was down. They were down 13-6, and then he rallied hard. And that's when they started, you know, that's when the CD drive took over.
Yeah, I mean, you can really see the change there, the emphasis on, oh, we got to push it now. Yeah.
Okay, we got some quotes here in this. Kellen Moore, I think anytime you see a quarterback take his drop, hit his back foot, see it, trust it, and let it rip, that's confidence right there. You're seeing a lot of that in Coop right now. McCarthy's quote kind of ventures into smelling a little bit like BS. I don't know about you. Are you buying or selling this quote from Mike McCarthy in this story about Cooper Rush? We talk about his intelligence. He's very, very high in instinct and awareness. He anticipates things very well. His ability to throw it early, get the ball out and anticipate. I think you see him have more and more confidence with every opportunity he has. He's just playing to his strengths. I don't see those things being true if you're averaging 21 points per game, Wolchuk. Like, you're really high in anticipation and instinct and awareness. If you can throw the ball somewhat firmly and it's a tight spiral and it's accurate and you have those other two things on board, you're a Pro Bowler, all-pro quarterback. You're not a guy struggling to win with 22 points, if you ask me. But Rush has become the third QB in Cowboys history to win his first three starts. He joins Roger Staubach and...
Jason Garrett?
And Jason Garrett, yes, yeah. Okay. Just so you don't get too carried away, it's cool, but it's not necessarily a harbinger of future success.
Didn't Steve Beuerlein do a little something?
Something about redheaded quarterbacks making those starts.
Beuerlein started 2-0, I think.
Oh, 2-0.
So if Rush can lead the Cowboys to another victory, he would become the first Cowboys quarterback and 27th in NFL history to win his first four starts. I think he's going to go do it. Tear him up, Coop.
Let's go.
When we come back, let's hit the expressway. 35 minutes of uninterrupted sports content. We'll get you caught up on everything else breaking in the world of sport. Bobby Belt joins you at 5:30. LA Live with Lucius around 5:40, and we're back here in the Nation.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back, Nation. We're going to give away a pair of Cowboys tickets at some point in the rest of this hour. We're hitting the expressway right now. 35 minutes of uninterrupted sports content. At some point between now and 6 o'clock, I'll give the cue to call. We're looking for caller 10, courtesy AT&T 5G, fast, reliable, secure. So stand by. And if you don't know our number is 877-881-1053. You can't start calling now. Lucius has disabled the phones. So you guys just chill and wait for the cue to call, and then he'll open them up, and then you can call. All right. It's at the expressway. We got Bobby Belt coming up in about 8 minutes. Our Cowboys insider. I think the most interesting thing is Tank joined us, and we asked him if he is sure he's going to play on Sunday, and he said, "God willing." He rolled his foot, and you know, he was limited again today in practice. So I don't know. I do think he's tough. But, you know, from experience, once you have a rolled ankle or foot, you can tape it up and you can take a shot or whatever. But it's weakened, right? And if you roll it again and now you get a high ankle sprain or you tear some ligaments, now it could be bigger. And I think they can get after Carson Wentz just fine with or without Tank. I'd rather give Tank the time off. But I trust the training staff. I think they're going to come to the right decision. The Buccaneers say they're ready to take their home field for Sunday night's matchup with the Chiefs. The final decision coming today as the hurricane, it receded. It's now just a tropical storm. The NFL confirmed that the weekend's game will be played at Raymond James Stadium despite the damage caused by Hurricane Ian. So that's huge for them. You know, having to go to Kansas City could put a big damper in their plans to try to get home field advantage in the NFC or first overall seed or something like that. But I guess it's good to see the people of Florida getting a little bit of relief. Saw last night a video of a couple of very interesting things. I don't know what the most interesting thing you guys seen is, though, but a person outside their third floor apartment, it's like the water was up to their window. That's got to be like 20 feet underwater.
Mm-hmm.
Must have been a really low area. I saw like a walrus or a seal going down a road. His underbelly was all bloody, you know, because he's just used to like water or a beach. But he got washed way up onto land, and then as the water pulled back, he was stranded. So people were trying to help him get down back towards the beach or whatever. But I imagine there's just nonstop chaotic scenes, like bull sharks on Main Street and stuff coming in out of the bay and whatnot. Just an absolute disaster. But at least it appears there's a turning point.
Yeah, one of the positive things that I did see about this is, and this is something you always worry about when like, and it goes back to what happened with Katrina. Is that they had the Florida, there were several companies from out of state, electrical companies that had already had trucks that were parked in Florida, all staged and ready to go. So once they got the okay that the roads and the bridges and all those things were clear, they were able to go move in and then get power back up to these homes. I mean, that's those things that happen, you know, where it's like, you know, weeks and weeks and weeks before power, but they had already had these trucks all staged and ready to go, and most of them from out of state that they were ready and they were there waiting for the hurricane to get through, and then they were gonna be able to mobilize and get things squared up for the.
Yeah, you need electricity, you need fresh water.
Exactly.
You know, these people are going to be dehydrated. They already are dehydrated, which is the crazy thing when a flood happens like that. Okay, Chris Olave, wide receiver for the Saints, is NFL Offensive Rookie of the Month. Mm. 268 yards, 17 catches in three games for him. So he's been a big reason that the Saints have maybe been a little bit better than expected. Devin Lloyd, Defensive Rookie of the Month. The Jags claiming that, and it's not number one overall pick Trayvon Walker. Instead, it's Devin Lloyd, the rookie linebacker, is the Defensive Rookie of the Month for September. So congratulations to him as we go over everything that's been breaking here in the sports. Okay, Joel Embiid is now an American citizen. Yeah, sworn in. He said a couple of weeks ago, he talked about it today at 76ers training camp. So he and his Brazilian girlfriend have a 2-year-old son and played a pivotal role in his decision to become a citizen. I've been here a long time. My son's an American. I felt like I'm living here, and it's a blessing to be an American. So I said, why the heck not? And it's official. And what do you guys think of this pickleball movement? I've seen it out and about. LeBron James buying into a Major League Pickleball team. He's not going to play, okay, but he and Draymond Green and Kevin Love are buying a pickleball team together. It's the fastest growing sport in the country, said Major League Pickleball founder Steve Kuhn in a statement. Yeah. This investment in the platform that the group provides will significantly help us with our goal to reach 40 million pickleball players by 2030. I think this is going to be over by next summer, right? Isn't this just like a viral craze? Or is there something so great about pickleball that even though it was invented 50 years ago, we're finally figuring it out and like everybody's got to play it and we need a pro league?
I saw a video clip the other day with Kevin Durant playing.
Yeah.
He looked like he's actually pretty good. I think the thing
Gronk was playing too and he was dominating folks.
And Drew Brees has a team.
Yeah, I think the thing that makes it interesting, it doesn't take a lot of space. That's the thing that, okay. You know, you start to think about tennis courts and things like that with the amount of land and stuff that you have to have. These pickleball courts are a lot smaller, a lot quicker game. You know, you don't have to cover as much ground. So you look like you could be a little bit of an older
Plus guy. You play like 2-on-2, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's yeah. And so it's a smaller.
And there's a lot of unused tennis courts.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a lot of surfaces
yeah,
you can
exactly.
adapt.
Yes.
They're
exactly.
using the basketball courts at the Grapevine Rec that yeah. brought us that. Yeah. Anytime I take the yep. Yeah, anytime we go up there in the mornings, yeah. it's all the basketball courts are being used as pickleball, and it's like yep. middle-aged to seniors. Honestly, I'm surprised you're not in that.
Yeah, I need to maybe, I don't know.
Those sure it's not bocce ball?
Dominate. Yeah, that, I'm good at that, too. The thing about it is, I think that because of the smaller court, you could have more people play.
But
yeah.
apparently that's this really increased in popularity during the pandemic. So when people could go outside.
I thought that was drinking.
It was, well, that too, but that's always been popular. But it was a massive boom because people were seeking safe outdoor activities. So it continued to grow. And then now, as you mentioned, people are playing at basketball courts. And I guess they're hoping that this can grow by 2030 to where from 4.8 million Americans to over 40 million.
They'll be
Americans
on TV before
it.
Live Golf.
I don't know. Yeah,
I don't know if I want to watch other people play this. It's like old awesome. Person tennis, you know? I'm hitting a wiffle ball with a wooden mallet. I don't want to watch people play.
We got a fan league going.
Durant looked pretty good. I mean, he looked like he had, you know, the reflexes. That's because it kind of happens.
Oh, well, yeah. It's cool
quick.
To watch KD do it.
He's
yeah.
as long as the, as yeah, the he is, court. He doesn't he actually covering have to move all, his feet. I
he's
don't
covering
think.
The whole box that he's standing
moves
in.
His arms.
Yeah. I'm going to, now, no disrespect. I put this in the same category as disc golf.
Disc golf.
It's disc golf. You know, there's going to be people that play it, and they're going to be like, bro, you got to do it. This is so much fun. And it's just another sport that's going viral right now. You know, it's like a meme. Pickleball is a meme.
You think this is going to be like hacky sack? You know, like something for like a few
yo-yo.
Few years?
Yeah. You yeah. know, maybe like racquetball got super popular yeah. in the 70s and 80s.
It was, yeah.
And then, you know, every old gym has like a racquetball court that nobody uses anymore. You know, they put up a basketball hoop in there. They try to get people to use the space for one reason or another.
Think about smoking John Snyder with that racquetball up there in Green Bay one time.
Now, I have seen groups of people playing this and having an amazing time. Okay, so
wait a minute. What's going on here now?
Well, I just think it's a cool recreational sport.
You're getting crapped on.
Right, yeah. yeah.
But people are people coming after you?
No, not really. No.
I don't know how much of like a, like in terms of viewing, I guess the 817 says it's already on ESPN2.
Oh, really?
So I don't know how fun it is
Ocho
to watch.
Before that.
Sure. I don't know how fun it is that actually to watch. I think to play pickleball seems more fun.
Yeah. But it's like baseball. I love playing baseball.
But you don't like watching it.
I only really like watching it unless the Rangers are going to make the playoffs. Let's get some glory for DFW yeah. or, you know, I'll take it or leave it.
Who do you think would be the best pickleball player at the station? Probably Sean?
Spittle.
Spittle mop him. I think we should get a Spittle versus Sean Cage match pickleball style.
Yeah, Spittle's a sneaky good athlete. He can play baseball at a very high level, tennis, and he's a pretty good golfer too. But yeah, Sean probably
Reggie,
second.
Reggie might be pretty good hand eye guy, right?
Yeah, I think he's a good all around athlete.
Yeah.
It is time now for Bobby Belt to join us, our Cowboys insider, a must-follow on Twitter, co-host of the Love of the Star podcast, the fastest-growing Cowboys podcast in the entire nation. You can get it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast, and Bobby Belt joins you now here on The Fan. Sir.
What's up, fellas? Pickleball, it's a game, Simi Fehoko of the Cowboys, he's a big fan of, played a lot of that at Stanford, I know, he told the Nosebleeds that. And I know the Nosebleeds have told me several times that just about everybody they went to college with was into pickleball. So,
Yeah. Yeah.
It was, we were playing a lot of pickleball at North Texas.
It sounds like everybody was from the stories you tell.
We thought we had a bright future in pickleball at North Texas.
Yes, we did. Bobby, I'd like to see you out there on the pickleball courts. Your sleeveless shirt.
The
sleeveless hoodie would be good. Yeah. That'd be a good
answer. That'll be the I'll join a Survivor League next year, and that'll be my bet payoff. You guys get to watch me play pickleball.
Oh my gosh, that's actually a viewing experience that I would enjoy. There,
you
want to
make your picks tomorrow, and you can get in on it this week.
Sure, we'll make our picks tomorrow. I'll jump on it.
How are we doing in the injury department, Bob? How are things coming along here late week?
We saw Dak Prescott gripping a football today. Yeah, I know.
How hard was the grip?
Well, I mean, I don't know. We didn't have any sort of measurement of that, but
do
you know,
damn
he did.
Job.
He did come out there, and I feel like I try to be. You know, it was fun that like when
it's
he got
an
out there
right now,
Brian.
Ooh, round two,
Brian.
Brian.
Okay.
I'm just trying to get back at that meme.
I was not. I won't stand for you saying I was attacking you. Okay. Like, no, let's move forward. Okay.
Yeah.
It's funny when Dak got out there, it definitely felt like he was trying to show us, hey, look, I'm holding the football, because generally they get out there, the quarterbacks jog out, they kind of stand around for a sec, do their stretches, whatever else. Just like Cooper Rush and Wilger are doing, Dak went out there and the very first thing he did was pick up a football with his right hand and was doing all of his, like, doing his scoop stretches with the football in his hand, like, right in front of us. So I felt like he was kind of showing us, like, look, I'm holding the football in my right hand. And he did, like, one or two quick soft tosses to the running backs in front of us. But, of course, he's listed as DNP today. But I do think that he's trying to show everybody, you know, slyly, like, look, I'm getting closer here. But other than that, no real shift in the injury report. You know, DeMarcus Lawrence, of course, ended up on there yesterday. I know you guys mentioned he said, God willing, that he plays this weekend, which it doesn't sound like the most optimistic thing, but I think he'll be able to go this week. And so we'll keep an eye on all that. But, you know, it was good to see Jayron Kearse back out there doing some work. Michael Gallup, and now the question just for Michael Gallup is sort of what we discussed yesterday. Mentally, where is he at? Is he going to be mentally prepared to go against Washington?
Bobby, I hate to ask you this question, though, but I will. I know it's only 15 minutes of practice, and you see stretching. Any type of look with the left guard spot?
No, because you know what was interesting? I think it's because of the Monday night football shift. Thursday is generally the padded practice. Today they didn't even have guys in pads when we were out there.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was much more walkthrough like, and they were doing a lot of special team stuff while we were out there. Offensive line didn't even jog out there for us to see until about 5 minutes left. I think we're still looking at on track for a similar approach to last week, just with more work for Jason Peters. I think that they're going to ramp him up a little bit more, but I think we're looking at a similar approach to the one they had last week.
Is Peters still considered on the practice squad?
No, he was signed to the active roster.
Okay. So, but did anybody have a chance to talk to him at all?
I do not believe so. I did not see him in the locker when I was in there.
Okay.
So.
Sorry about all the questions.
Bob, how much
more? Ask more. You got some more? Throw them at me.
We got them. I mean, you got a lot. I mean, you had
I was just curious because we were talking in Krusty's Corner today about the defensive tackle play for the Commanders, and we were a little bit worried about with Farniak maybe playing over those guys with Allen.
Yeah, not just Farniak, but I think you got to worry about the combo of Farniak versus and Biotish right inside there.
Yeah.
Like I mean, I think I'd feel a whole lot better about Biotish if I knew Peters was next to him.
Right,
and so that would definitely help. I mean, that's something that typically when you hear some discussion about centers who have issues with play strength or whatever else, a lot of times you hear people say, well, if you got two strong guards there next to him bracketing him, they can kind of help out, and it covers over a lot of those deficiencies. That definitely would help if you've got Zach Martin and Jason Peters on the side of Tyler Biotish, I think, in terms of playing with power on the interior against two really strong guys in Daron Payne and Jonathan Allen. But, yeah, that becomes a lot more of a challenge if it's Farniak, I think.
Yeah, I mean, that was kind of where my question was going, is, like, how much more difficult is Washington going to be to run on Washington as compared to the Giants?
I think it'll be more. No, I don't know about night and day. I think it will be more difficult. It's funny. We, Brian and I talked to Craig Hoffman from our sister station in D.C., 980 The Team. And I jumped on with Craig this morning on their set. And Craig was talking about how they really haven't been great on the defensive line this year. Like, even though they've got the stars there, they haven't been playing up to snuff necessarily in the run game. And I think that they've been disappointed with the amount of pressure that they're getting there. I still think Jonathan Allen's a really good player. From what I've seen, he looks to be playing really well. Daron Payne doesn't seem to be quite as good as he's been in years past, but it's early. And so I think they will be able to have some success running the ball because they've shown they can be pretty efficient with it, you know, through the first three games of this year. But, you know, I do think that there's going to be a greater challenge trying to run the ball going up against Washington than there is, you know, that there was with the Giants.
Bobby, Jaron Kearse, is he still trending positive, or are we thinking we get him back in the lineup on Sunday, or still too early to tell, you think?
Yeah, I think it's still too early to tell. I think he's trending. He's definitely trending in a more positive direction, and Mike McCarthy has said that. And he was out there today. He was working on resistance cords with Britt Brown when we saw him, but, you know, he had a helmet on. He was out there. But I think that we'll hopefully know a little bit more tomorrow, and then obviously start hearing some things Saturday. But I think he is trending better into the right. I think he's trending more into that right direction. But my expectation would still be Donovan Wilson and Malik Hooker at safety.
Bobby, is there anything else about this football team before we let you go?
Just that I love you all.
Love you too. There he goes, Bobby Belt, right here on your home of the Cowboys every evening at 5:30. The 858 on Pickleball says, just try playing it once, guys. Okay. And I'm pretty sure I played it back in the day in PE.
Oh, for sure we did. We were balling out.
But even if I hadn't, I've played tennis and I've played ping pong. You know, I know what's going on here, right? It's the same dynamics. We're getting over the net. It can't bounce twice. You got to move side to side a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, you got to maybe put a little English on it, spin that ball, make the people work a little bit.
Mm-hmm. A little whippy.
Okay.
The 817 calls pickleball indoor geriatric tennis.
Now, I think it is absolutely great to play. And shoot, I mean, LeBron doesn't make bad investments. What's that?
You're trapping all over pickleball.
Well, I'm just wondering if it's going
to be
that.
Man.
Professional.
I was thinking about, let's buy a damn team.
Professional pickleball league?
Dude, owned by the G-Bag Nation?
Yes, I think it'd be sick.
Now, if we got some great players,
we got a scout's eye on the ownership.
I mean, bleeping
group.
Yeah. I think we should be Brian more Broaddus. Optimistic about this pickleball crap.
I just don't think we're going to be making any money on it.
We might be in some debt.
This is like
investors like Lucius.
Let's go get victories.
This is like the pro cornhole league. Yeah, here we are.
Oh, fair, yeah.
Two or three in the morning, like guys with
okay, man.
It's on ESPN 5.
You're not wrong. You get a bag of Jack in the Box tacos.
It's on like the CBS Sports Network. You need to buy the fourth tier of satellite programming to get it.
Oh, Johnsonville. I could use a brat right now.
Yeah, no kidding. That sounds delicious.
A couple of other things going on in the world of sport. We talked about the Christian Wood thing earlier. There was a report from Tim Cato in The Athletic that really answered a question for me. Like, why are we talking about this? You know, we had known all summer that maybe he won't start, but I don't know. Sometimes you got to listen to reporters and like be like, you guys are making a mountain out of a molehill. But sometimes they're trying to hint towards stuff. Yeah. And there's enough smoke on this thing now that maybe it will be, a problem for Christian Wood. But I think considering how things have gone, how much success he had in Houston and they don't want to pay him, this is a situation where you're going to get the absolute best soldier possible. You know, maybe it annoys him, but he's not going to be voicing any displeasure. This is what you get in contract years.
Yeah.
You get the absolute best performance, the absolute best nutrition, the best sleep, and no complaints because the guy and his agent are working to maximize value once you get to free agency. So I think the Mavs have managed this whole situation perfectly up to now, and I don't expect any friction. Do you, Brian?
No, I don't, because the reports now, again, my sources, and everybody's got sources in the same, my sources are saying he's been absolutely a joy to work with this summer.
Yeah.
You know, there's things that they said, we're not out of the woods on some things, but they've said, hey, first in the gym, willing to work, everything we've asked him to do, he's been able to do. So, that's what I'm going on. You know, these are people that are with him every single day. And so I'm, I got to trust them, what they're saying. So, I think that he has to be the good guy, because you don't want it to get out like, oh, no, we had this guy. He was such a pain in the ass.
You can't have that. No, that could cost you millions.
And nobody wants to take the pain in the ass guy. The kid at Schroeder.
Well, you do. You wanted Antonio
Dennis
Brown.
Schroeder. No,
Schroeder.
You're
Schroeder is a guy that, like, you know, when you ask people around the league about Schroeder, like, he's a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
And so now, and he has to sign a $2 million contract when he should probably be making $80 million.
Yeah. It matters more than ever. So Tim Cato said it's not a frictionless situation.
Sure.
And I could see where, you know, as a player heading for free agency, you want to start. And I think either way, he's going to get 28 or 30 minutes and have plenty of chances.
I hope he helps. Agreed. Win. What?
Yeah, he says it's not a crisis. Cato says, like, hey, not frictionless, but also just not help a crisis. Win.
I don't care what you do, bro. I'll pick you up for practice and get you the games. Just win. That's all I want
well,
to do.
Well, and I think the much bigger issue as training camp is underway and preseason starts next week is, are the Mavs going to tell us all last year everything changed when they got three ball handlers who were competent so they could have two on the court at all times, and now they're going to pretend like they're going back to Luka and it's all good? I think that's a much bigger determining factor, how good of a point guard or point forward type of player can they bring in before, let's call it, the All-Star break. It's time now for LA Live with Lucius Alexander. Into the Pimp Cup we go for LA.
Yeah, let's do this, man. I got a gang of randos for you boys and the Tolos right after this.
All right, you squares.
Fire up this funk and let's have a toast. It'll make you dance or something.
Oh, they're fine.
Everybody get high. Hey! Yeah. LA Live for September 29th, 2022. You guys are talking about the pickleball thing.
Hell yeah.
I've never played pickleball, but I've been to this place called Chicken and Pickle.
Yeah.
Ooh. And it's GP. And, yeah, it's pretty cool to hang out there. People love to play the pickleball. I just like to get drunk and, like, lay around.
Yeah.
Oh, they got spots to lay down?
It's not like my game.
It's got a place you can lay down. Dude, it's like a big loungy, you know, field type of vibe. It's a real cool spot.
That sounds awesome. And I do think more places should have that, where you can kind of, like, take a nap after your meal.
Yeah, you can.
Oh, yeah.
You definitely can. Well, damn, but, then, you know, whatever. Let's see what I got for you. The Hurricane Ian, did a whole lot of destruction out there in Florida.
Yeah.
Kind of died down, wasn't registered a hurricane anymore. Now it's back to being registered a hurricane.
Tropical storm?
Yeah.
Or depression?
It went to that, and now it's back to being a hurricane. Or since it's Ian, let's call it a himmicane. Should we start that?
Himmicane. I get behind that.
Pause.
What?
I got a question for the Tolos right here. Greatest siblings in all of sports. Greatest siblings in all
Venus
of sports.
Venus and Serena.
Hold on, let me get my checklist. Yep, got that. Bam.
They
got
to be number one, right?
I got a lot of responses for that, yeah.
Like nobody else went double best player in the sport.
Come on.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
No.
Like Eli was the 15th best quarterback and Peyton was number one sometimes.
Okay, I got them on a list. Let me scratch that off.
Okay.
I got the Klitschko brothers, the boxers.
Ooh, they were good.
They scare me
to
this day.
They do.
Both of their chins are just so square.
That accent.
Nick Diaz.
Nate. Bam!
The brothers.
The Diaz. The Diaz brothers.
Hell yeah.
Jim and John Harbaugh.
Mm, oh, yes. Pretty good players. Better coaches, I think, than players.
Yeah.
Best sports.
Yeah, no doubt.
The Van Gundys.
Van Gundys, I was about to say, yeah.
Fat one and the little one.
Oh, the fat one and the bald one.
Yeah, the bald one. That's my dad.
Looks little.
Jeff Van Gundy?
Yeah.
That's my pops, bro.
Really?
Yeah, no.
He's hilarious.
Every time he talks, I just be listening. Like, oh. I love Jeff Van Gundy, dog.
And Stan's the guy from the pizza box, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Chef Boyardee.
Chef Boyardee.
What about Seth and Steph Curry?
Yep, I got them on the list. Yeah. Scratch that off right there.
We got a lot of love for the Barbers, Rondé and Tiki.
Yeah, Sneaky Tiki, yeah.
He is Sneaky Tiki.
Don't leave your girl around Tiki.
Ooh, is he one of those?
I'll let you do your Googles. I ain't going to be out here slandering Tiki like
Google.
That. He's probably a changed man.
What was that nickname again?
And I don't want to bring things up. Sneaky Tiki.
He got a little Tony Parker in him?
Yeah, a little bit. Tony Parker's a wild boy. Ooh. Don't leave your girl around Tony, neither.
Yeah.
Rex and Rob Ryan, that count?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, good coaches. Yeah. You know, part of a big family there. Yeah,
the Ball brothers, Lonzo, LaMelo, and LiAngelo.
Mm-hmm. Lonzo and LaMelo, for sure.
Aren't they all on one squad now?
I think LiAngelo just got picked up from Charlotte, so he and LaMelo are together, and Lonzo's still in Chicago, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
dealing with the injury, too. Just had surgery again.
Okay. John Jones, Chandler Jones, Arthur Jones.
Oh, I did not know about those brothers. That's cool.
What are the catchers from the
Molinas?
The Molinas?
Yeah.
The Alomars?
Oh, Benji Molina.
Yeah, the
Yadier.
When he was rounding third.
It was a great week.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Pau and Mark Gasol.
Yep.
Those guys are ballers.
How about the Watts?
Yeah, TJ and JJ.
Oh, TJ and JJ.
The Von Erichs.
Of course, the Boses.
Iron Claw.
Yep. How about Corey Kyle Seager?
Corey Kyle.
Yeah.
Kyle's up there with the Mariners.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
He said, you brilliant athlete. You Sean Bradley. Ed and Charles O'Bannon.
Yeah, college.
College.
Those guys were hooping at UCLA.
Stephon and Trayvon. Diggs.
The Diggs?
Those guys are real good, yeah. All pro siblings.
Hey, y'all be careful with those hurricane videos. There's a whole lot of old stuff being put that's not even this hurricane. I hate that they're doing that.
Don't do
that. Oh, really?
Yeah, it's so confusing,
bro. I fall for so much of that stuff.
I fell for it, too. I was so mad in here, me and Carter. Carter. So some of the stuff is not even Florida.
Really?
Yeah, not the same hurricane. I hate the internet, man. Just be careful, all right? I mean, I do love it, but I hate it at the same time, all right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a weird thing. G-Bag of the Day. We do it every day here at 2:30 on The Fan. If you see anything out there that you would like for us to play here, hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media platforms, LUCIOUS. Our winner is Bill Belichick. He said, I'm a coach, man, not a doctor.
Day by day, it's getting better. See how it goes. Day by day.
Does he have a high ankle sprain?
Day by day. What do I look like? A doctor? An orthopedic surgeon? Like, I don't know.
Maybe.
Talk to the medical experts.
Yeah. What does the medical experts on staff say to you?
Day by day. We'll evaluate him, Dave. I mean, what difference does it make to me? What do you think I'm going to read the MRI? That's not my job. So.
But it's theirs, and they talk to you about it, right?
Yeah, it's day by day.
We need to juxtapose his no days off and his day by day and just kind of make a nice
no
Bill Belichick song.
Off. Day by day.
Be a banger.
No days off.
Day by day.
No days off.
Day by day.
I like how he's not scared of the media at all. He's not hiding his resentment at all.
No, not at all. Not at all.
I mean, most guys are
him anymore.
You know, they at least feel some sort of an obligation for their fellow man to try to be polite.
They're trying.
Yeah, they're just somewhat annoyed, so they're fighting it off. Bill's just embracing it. Yeah, those championships got to his head.
The Bosa brothers.
Yeah,
Kelsey brothers.
What are Sauls?
Gronkowski's. Did the other Gronkowski play?
He had two brothers play. Yeah. They just weren't very.
One of them bleeped Romo.
That's right, Chris Gronkowski.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He missed the block that got Romo hurt in 2010.
Hey! Some scandalous stuff right there.
They hang out in DFW a lot, too.
Will said the McEnroes, the tennis McEnroes.
Oh, yes.
What about the Andrews sisters crushing it on ESPN these days? Malika.
Malika's in
one.
A bit of hot water right now.
Yeah. How about that, Dawson? Go save your girl, bro. Go get your girl. Well, that's a McMinimum joke, y'all.
McMinimum.
Yeah, Dave McMenamin, Malika Andrews.
Yeah.
Kind of a sticky situation these days. I don't know. It seems like ESPN likes to hire a certain kind of person, you know, for these jobs. And it's consistent with, you know, with similar situations to Malika's. I'll just leave it at that.
That
I don't know if I'm
that
as
was slippery.
Big of a fan.
You talk about sticky. That was slippery right there, Mr. Dawson. It is a throwback Thursday. I was cleaning out my folders looking for some G Bag of the Days, and there's two of them that I wish I would have played that snuck right by me, y'all. Mm. Really hurts me. You know the wisdom teeth videos? Like you go to the dentist, you get your wisdom teeth pulled.
Numb mouth.
Yeah, you got a numb mouth. You get real honest. You start talking about all things, and people record you, put the internet, and it goes viral, right?
You're in the spirit world.
Yeah. Is this real life? That kid. So this girl right here, she had her wisdom teeth pulled. Got to recording herself. I don't know who was recording her. But she's been feeling stupid, she confesses. She doesn't like college, she confesses to her mother, and admits she had learned more in life from TikTok. She says all this right around her mother. She's when the video starts, they're going over like the filters on the phone, and that's where it really just kicks off. Listen to this.
Had surgery.
No, look, if you do that, it makes your face white.
Yeah.
She has to focus it. And then Sadie showed me if you touch on the sun, you can move it and make it darker or lighter.
Oh. Smart.
She thought I was stupid because I didn't know how to do that, but now I know how to, so I'm not stupid anymore.
No,
you don't. Only I'm a little bit. No. Do you think I'm stupid?
You're not stupid at all, sweetheart.
No, I'm so patient.
No.
I didn't go to college. I went. It was a prank, though. I pranked you guys to go to college, and I actually am not going to do it.
Really?
I hate it. Oh, my gosh. It's so stupid. It's so stupid. I think that education is dumb. I think that I can learn everything I need to know on TikTok. Yeah, because they taught me how to clean out my washer and my dryer on TikTok.
Really? That's it.
And school didn't teach me how to do that.
No, school doesn't teach you that.
I would vote for that right now.
Man,
I was sleeping, bro.
That is awesome. Yeah, I do think now YouTube is so good with the lectures on there.
Yeah.
Like if they have an MIT lecture series on
they
there.
They do.
Yes.
They
like,
do.
Hey, this was a class that people paid $10,000 a year for.
Yes.
You want to take it for free while you're sitting on your couch? Like you can learn a lot of stuff on YouTube.
Yeah, so you really can. I think I learned open heart surgery if you just focus and watch it enough.
Yeah. Get it. Maybe get the game operation out.
Sponge.
I'm going to get a new heart for you.
Okay. Lucius Alexander, I'm going to make an incision right here.
Yeah. Let's see. We got a Waffle House cheese egg situation.
Oh.
This is Fox 5 Atlanta. Waffle House waitress allegedly pointed a gun at a customer's head. They were arguing over the cheese eggs.
Sounds about
right. Typical, right?
Yeah, it's about time the Waffle House employees got some protection.
Damn right.
There's a lot of fighting going on in the Waffle
House. A lot of fighting. You have to take a defense course in order to work at Waffle House. Yeah. This is a fact.
Wear
a
vest. Kevlar vest, too.
Check this out. And the person who wrote this, he's punny.
This customer tells me it happened at this Waffle House in downtown Atlanta, all starting over cheese eggs. He tells me the incident has left him scrambled.
She'll blow my brains out.
Candy Franklin says an argument with a waitress over food sizzled out of control early Wednesday morning.
I all have no cheese eggs. They got my cheese eggs wrong. First, they didn't bring them to me. Then they brought me some normal eggs. I said, well, I had cheese on them. You know, I tipped them and everything. And it all was just a normal dispute over food. I would never in a million years think that it'd come to gun violence.
He says a simple situation cracked out of control.
Like I said, I'm looking down at my food, trying to make sure it's right. And I see people just running, you know. So that's when I look up and she had the gun at me like this. Then I was like, you tripping, you ain't finna do nothing. And she caught it back. So I'm like, well, maybe she is finna do something.
Maybe she is.
I counted four puns, by the way.
Yeah,
I counted four.
Yeah. Sizzle. Yeah.
Strong.
Yeah,
he's punny. He has a lot of puns on deck. Let's see, we got one more minute, fellas. Oh, I got a whole lot of facts for you about caffeine I guess I won't get to.
Damn.
Yep, I guess I got one more audio clip to get to you then. Comedian Lou Young is mocking Michael Irvin on First Take. Michael being all excited like a Pentecostal pastor. Yeah. You know, it's really getting people, like people love it. Yeah, the yum yum yums and all the other stuff. He mocks that in here. So yeah, here's comedian Young Lou mocking Michael Irvin on First Take.
Did you not know, Stephen A., that the number 8 stands for redemption and new beginning? He dropped the past, but he came back to redeem himself. One hand grab, it was a lamb chop. Sometimes in life, we fall down, but we get up. Ooh, my CTE is kicking in. He woke up, he rised up, and there was a resurrection. And that's what's happening today. The Dallas Cowboys are coming in to resolve the issue. God looked at us. He saw his begotten son falling down to the ground. We looked up and God said, give me your hand, son. And we looked up in him and we rose up to the occasion. And that's what's happening today. The young ladies of today, they're not learning from mom. We're losing recipes.
I'm not sure how to feel about that. It's not that great of an impression,
it's
but it's incredibly timely.
It is timely. Yeah,
you got to ride the wave. Dawson, I think it's time to do that thing, bro.
Is it? Is it time to do that? Oh, it's time to tell them that Flagtober's coming up this weekend. Yeah! 105thefan.com/Flagtober. Get your schedule. The Tour Day DFW kicks off Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Okay, it'll not end until Sunday night. Okay, 2 days at every Twin Peaks across the Metroplex. G-Bag Remote tomorrow. Southern Leisure Spas and Patio on Justin Road. We're giving away a Kamado Joe, so we want to see up there a Flower Mound. But What Lucius really meant was caller number 10 at 877-881-1053. You win a pair of awesome tickets and a parking pass to see the Cowboys take on Washington on Sunday at noon. 100 level, courtesy of AT&T, 5G, fast, reliable, secure. Brian, tell me, with these Cowboys to get a win, who has to play the fastest?
That'd be Turpin.
Okay.
Turpin's got to play fast.
House call. Who's got to be the most reliable?
I think that would be Cooper Rush.
Cooper Rush, okay. And, okay, since you already said Cooper Rush, who needs to be the most secure?
I think that'd be C.D. Lamb.
C.D. Lamb, secure the catch.
Nice.
Bring it in, and touchdowns and victory for everybody. Thanks so much to AT&T for these amazing tickets, and best of luck to you at 877-881-1053. And we'll take caller 10 right now. Sports Hodgepodge with Woolchuck is coming up next here on 105 Through the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.